Welcome to Under the Microscope, KBIA's weekly look at stories in science, health, and technology. I'm Christopher Husted. Coming up, we'll take a look at new technology the Missouri Department of Transportation has been testing to help curb the growing problem of work zone injuries and fatalities.
We found that there was statistically significant difference between the drivers who heard the warning and those who did not.
But first, farmers can expect more challenges thanks to climate change. That's according to a recent report released by the White House. Iowa State University professor Gene Talkley co-authored the chapter on agriculture in the 2014 National Climate Assessment. He says expected changes in humidity, precipitation, and temperature may produce more extreme weather events.
We need to now be thinking forward as to the kinds of adaptation strategies that we need to adopt, while at the same time we are looking for measures to mitigate the underlying cause of climate change.
The report also calls for more research into strategies for farming in a changing climate. More new research shows that working on a farm is dramatically more dangerous than previously thought. Harvest Public Media's Peggy Lowe reports that a new study found the government fails to report more than three-quarters of farm injuries.
Academics and watchdogs have long known that the federal government undercounts injuries that happen on the farm. So a group of University of California Davis professors decided to get a more thorough look. Lead researcher Paul Lee says they took numbers from a variety of sources, which the government doesn't do. And they included accidents on small farms, which the government doesn't do. Lee says they were surprised by the dramatic undercount of injuries and illnesses.
So I was expecting maybe 50%, maybe 60% at the outside. But to have this, the median estimate at 77% really fell off my chair. You know, it was quite an eye-popping number.
Lee says that undercounting means the government won't be able to identify safety problems and preventions. Peggy Lowe, Harvest Public Media.
You may see this when you're driving. Signs and even flashing lights tell you to slow down when you are in a work zone. But even with such warnings, in just the past 5 years, just in the state of Missouri, 53 people have been killed and almost 3,000 injured in road work zones. Now Missouri officials are looking at deploying harder-to-ignore technology to get drivers to slow down. As Wednesday's rush hour dies down on Interstate 70, Scott Campbell is merging onto the highway.
Off like a herd of turtles.
Campbell is with Missouri's Department of Transportation, and he's spending the night here with the maintenance team to repaint the yellow stripe in the fast lane. The caravan of trucks with mounted signs, flashing arrows, and bright lights spreads out for more than a mile, creeping along at 10 miles per hour. Even all these emblazoned alerts did not protect Campbell when he was struck by a pickup on the job 2 weeks ago.
I heard screeching tires and looked back and saw him sliding into me, and I just waited for the impact, basically. He left 120 foot of black marks, skid marks, before he hit me. And the whole front end of his truck was destroyed. It was just mashed all the way up.
Fortunately, both Campbell and the driver walked away from that accident. State maintenance engineer Beth Wright says these accidents are becoming far too common.
With the crashes that we've had, there's no way they were looking at us and not put on their brakes before they hit us. So that means they're doing something else at the same time.
Wright says she's seen preoccupied drivers eating, putting on makeup, reading the newspaper, and texting. Indeed, Missouri has some of the most relaxed phone use and driving laws in the country. So, because it appears flashing lights and signs aren't enough, Missouri is trying out a new, very loud approach. The state borrowed a long-range acoustic device, or LRAD, which is essentially a massive speaker used as a communication tool by the Navy. They've been used to keep wildlife away from airport runways, break up rowdy protests, and deter pirates. The device looks like a flattened searchlight with a speaker screen. You can tilt it, swivel it, adjust its volume, and play basically anything an MP3 player can handle. The LRADs pump out a concentrated beam of sound in a 15 to 30 degree cone for distances up to an astonishing 7 miles. University of Missouri engineering professor Carlos Sun tested these sonic signals at volume levels in line with occupational safety standards. If you're standing outside of your car 600 feet away from the unit, the sound rings at 78 decibels. That's about as loud as a garbage disposal. Sun says what makes the LRAD more noticeable is its frequency.
We found that there was statistically significant difference between the drivers who heard the warning and those who did not.
Sun says drivers exposed to the audible alert slowed down and merged out of the closed lane sooner. But when the department posted a video of the LRAD in action, social media reverberated with outrage and fear. Commenters flooded the video, suggesting the government was overstepping its bound and called into question the safety of such a system. Brian Harvey is with the LRAD Corporation, which lent the device to Missouri for testing.
We saw the blow up of social media, and we were somewhat flummoxed because we knew what the test was for and the reason for the testing.
Harvey says the biggest misconception about LRADs is that they are a sonic weapon. That's large in part to the reputation of breaking up Occupy movement protests. The devices have also become more prevalent in safety scenarios. Japan is using a new model as a tsunami warning system. And the U.S. National Guard recently mounted LRADs to its helicopters during the Colorado floods and Washington mudslide to communicate with people on the ground. As for road use, Carlos Sun says the alerts gradually increase in volume as drivers approach and dissipate once passed. And because the device produces only a narrow beam of sound, experts say nearby neighborhoods shouldn't be bothered. Even so, Missouri has decided to postpone any trial runs for another year until officials can do more education and research. Back in the truck with Scott Campbell, a few cars have drifted in and out of the closed lane. But so far, it's otherwise been a safe night.
Scott, are they doing okay?
I just had one take a peek in this lane, then move back.
They're slamming on their brakes, but they're not stacking up at least.
While plans for the LRAD are on hold, Campbell says the maintenance team has become even more cautious of cars. He hopes drivers will keep their eyes on the road, not their phone, so they can be able to see the flashing yellow lights. That's it for this week's Under the Microscope. Don't forget, you can find these stories and others featured on the show and pictures of the LRAD at kbia.org. I'm Christopher Husted. Thanks for listening.